Good evening, everyone. To open our meeting tonight, Sharon, can you please announce the first hymn?
Hymn number 95. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. Hymn number 95.
If you want to read along while the readings are being given, please turn to our website, the homepage, under the Weekly Lessons tab, Wednesday Testimony Meeting, and there you'll find the text for the reading. And the theme for this evening's reading is The Still Small Voice Within. And now the Bible will be read by Elsie from Alabama.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great King. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad, because of thy judgments. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord, in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. 1 Samuel. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass that at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. He said, I called not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. Psalms. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion.
The correlative reading will now be given by Elizabeth from Georgia.
I will read from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures and Prose Works by Mary Baker Eddy. The infinite truth of the Christ cure has come to this age through a still small voice, through silent utterances and divine anointing, which quicken and increase the beneficial effects of Christianity. The effects of Christian Science are not so much seen as felt. It is the still small voice of truth uttering itself. We are either turning away from this utterance, or we are listening to it and going up higher. Many peculiar circumstances and events connected with my childhood throng the chambers of memory. For some 12 months, when I was about 8 years old, I repeatedly heard a voice calling me distinctly by name, three times, in an ascending scale. I thought this was my mother's voice, and sometimes went to her, beseeching her to tell me what she wanted. Her answer was always, "Nothing, child, what do you mean?" Then I would say, "Mother, who did call me? I heard somebody call Mary 3 times. This continued until I grew discouraged, and my mother was perplexed and anxious. One day when my cousin, Mehitable Huntoon, was visiting us, and I sat in a little chair by her side, in the same room with grandmother, the call again came, so loud that Mehitable heard it, though I had ceased to notice it. Greatly surprised, my cousin turned to me and said, 'Your mother is calling you.' But I answered not, till again the same call was thrice repeated. Mehitable then said sharply, 'Why don't you go? Your mother is calling you.' I then left the room, went to my mother, and once more asked her if she had summoned me. She answered as always before. Then I earnestly declared my cousin had heard the voice and said that mother wanted me. Accordingly, she returned with me to grandmother's room and led my cousin into an adjoining apartment. The door was ajar, and I listened with bated breath. Mother told Mehitable all about this mysterious voice and asked if she really did hear Mary's name pronounced in audible tones. My cousin answered quickly and emphasized her affirmation. That night, before going to rest, my mother read to me the scriptural narrative of little Samuel and bade me, when the voice called again, to reply as he did, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.' The voice came, but I was afraid and did not answer. Afterward, I wept and prayed that God would forgive me, resolving to do next time as my mother had bidden me. When the call came again, I did answer in the words of Samuel, but never again to the material senses was that mysterious call repeated." Ears, not organs of the so-called corporeal senses, but spiritual understanding. Jesus said, referring to spiritual perception, "Having ears, hear ye not." Sound is a mental impression made on mortal belief. The ear does not really hear. Divine science reveals sound as communicated through the senses of soul, through spiritual understanding. Sight, hearing, all the spiritual senses of man are eternal. They cannot be lost. Their reality and immortality are in spirit and understanding, not in matter, hence their permanence. There is more Christianity in seeing and hearing spiritually than materially. Man's refuge is in spirituality, under the shadow of the Almighty. In the desolation of human understanding, divine love hears and answers the human call for help, and the voice of truth utters the divine verities of being, which deliver mortals out of the depths of ignorance and vice. This is the Father's benediction. It gives lessons to human life, guides the understanding, peoples the mind with spiritual ideas, reconstructs the Judean religion, and reveals God and man as the principle and idea of all good. The unity of God and man is not the dream of a heated brain. It is the spirit of the healing Christ that dwelt forever in the bosom of the Father and should abide forever in man. When first I heard the life-giving sound thereof, and knew not whence it came, nor whither it tended, it was the proof of its divine origin and healing power that opened my closed eyes. Let the voice of truth and love be heard above the dire din of mortal nothingness, and the majestic march of Christian Science go on ad infinitum, praising God, doing the works of primitive Christianity, and enlightening the world.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow by repeating together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Okay, Bella, can you please announce the next hymn?
Hymn 317. Still, still with thee when purple morning breaketh, when the bird waketh and the shadows sleep. Fairer than morning, lovelier than the daylight, dawns the sweet consciousness, I am with thee. Hymn 317.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Wednesday evening testimony meeting from the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. This church has attracted people from all over the world. Many have found us through our website, plainfieldcs.com. It's a very dynamic and active website. We're updating material all the time, and I would encourage everyone to browse through it in its entirety. We have a church service every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. And before that, starting at 10 o'clock on Sundays, we have our roundtable discussion. All of these things go out broadcast over the internet, live streaming, and it's also available by teleconference. Also on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., we have a Sunday school for children. It goes out by teleconference, and it has its own conference number, so any child, regardless of where they live, can attend our Sunday school. And if you have a child that's interested, please call the church, and we'll give you the phone number, and your child will be most welcome there. There will be another Bible study this Saturday. That's Saturday morning at 10 a.m., and the study questions are on the website. And one more announcement before we go any further. We will be having a meeting of the members 1 week from tomorrow. That'll be Thursday, May 19th. It starts at 8 o'clock sharp. 8 o'clock p.m. sharp it starts. Meeting of the members. Okay. Now I will read from the Church Manual by Mary Baker Eddy, the section entitled Testimonials. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Testimony in regard to the healing of the sick is highly important. More than a mere rehearsal of blessings, it scales the pinnacle of praise and illustrates the demonstration of Christ who healeth all thy diseases. This testimony, however, shall not include a description of symptoms or of suffering, though the generic name of the disease may be indicated. For everyone that gives a testimony tonight, please keep your remarks within 4 minutes so that everyone will have a chance to give their offering. And for those who are on the teleconference, when you're ready to give your testimony, please press **. That way we know you're ready. And when we're ready here, we will call on each of you one by one by name. And now I would like to open the meeting to the sharing of testimonies of healing through Christian Science. Janet from Georgia, go ahead.
Thank you. A few months ago, while cleaning the pool, I caught my left leg, foot actually, on a decorative rock, and this caused me to fall. My right leg plunged into the water, and my left leg buckled under me, and my left knee came down quite hard on the concrete. I found myself lying face down, but my face never touched the concrete. But as I was lying there, I rested my face on my arms and immediately declared that God is my life. I then heard myself repeating at the top of my voice, I am," a number of times until finally I heard my voice becoming softer and not quite so loud, and I was beginning to feel calm. I then was able to get my right leg out of the pool and turned over on my back and lifted both of my legs up over the rock and sat upright. That morning, I was working with an article from the Plainfield website entitled I Am That I Am by Bignell Young. In part, it reads, every action, incident, movement, faculty, function, organ in the divine creation is an idea of God and is constantly declaring
I am. I called a Christian Science practitioner from Plainfield to help me because fear started to creep into my thought. She reminded me that I am the manifestation of love. While she was talking to me, I could feel some movement taking place in my knee. She lovingly agreed to work with me for as long as I felt I needed the help. And each day there was progress. The stiffness was becoming less, and I was gaining more and more mobility. And I'm happy to say that I have complete movement in my knee. But during this time, I never stopped my normal household duties. I kept appointments and ran errands, and as I do every day, I climb 13 stairs to my office. I'm so grateful to be able to share this experience, and I'm very grateful for the help of a Plainfield Christian Science practitioner. I'm grateful to Mrs. Eddy for providing practitioners, and I'm so grateful to Plainfield for the numerous articles on the website, which are so inspirational. I'm grateful to God for being an ever-present help. And I want to thank you so much for those readings tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gary,
go ahead.
Thank you. Earlier this week, my wife and I were taking a short trip, and while I was driving, I suddenly became gripped with pain in my stomach. And as I was driving, it grew worse and worse, and I started to break out in a sweat. I became quite fearful that it wasn't safe for me to drive. So I informed my wife, who is a Christian Science practitioner, and we pulled over so I could rest. And she immediately got to work, informed me that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. And I could feel the love of God starting to surround me. I got out and walked a little bit and just prayed to God to help me, and began to declare that I was God's perfect child now, and nothing but good could touch me. Well, I was able to rest for a while, and within a few minutes, the pain began to subside, and within a few more minutes, it was gone completely, and I was perfectly healed, and the condition did not come back. It was a very quick healing, for which I'm very grateful. I'm so grateful for this help. So grateful for Mary Baker Eddy for giving us a science that is a science that always works when properly applied. Grateful for the help of my wife, experienced practitioner, and I'm so grateful to be a member of this church. So good to be here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Chardell from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
I wish to offer my gratitude this evening for this beautiful service and also for a new understanding of God as our mother. Usually, right before Mother's Day, I review reasons why a commercial holiday has nothing to do with motherhood or me as a mother. But this year was different, thanks to what I am hearing and learning at this church. Every time a thought came to me about this day, I declared that God is Mother, the mother of all his ideas. This brought peace, and we had a very regular happy Sunday. Thank you to my practitioner and all at Plainfield Church for their support and guidance. Thank you to Mrs. Eddy, and to our Father, Mother, God, Omnipotent.
Thank you.
Sauna or Tom.
Sauna or Tom from Illinois, go ahead.
Thank you for those beautiful readings and the testimonies.
I was thinking recently about an experience we had back a number of years ago, about the time the housing market took a huge plunge. My husband and I had just purchased a house to rehab at the same time our condo was being sold. We planned to use those funds to finish up the rehabbing, but at the last minute the condo deal fell through and we were left wondering how we'd be able to finish the project and still continue paying the contractor and his workmen. With the support of a practitioner, we were able to rise above the many challenges that presented themselves. One of the interesting things that happened involved the couple who had planned to buy our condo. They were both ministers and were so distraught when the deal fell through due to the buyer of their home not being able to go through with that purchase. I was led to email inspiring Bible verses to that couple. I knew how much they loved our condo and that if it was a right idea for them to have it, God would make it possible. They told me how much those Bible verses meant to them and what hope it gave them. We stayed in touch by email, and several months later, they did indeed purchase our condo. There were many other hurdles for us to get over as we continued with the rehabbing, but we were learning to trust God with each challenge. The story of Nehemiah building the wall and not coming down or giving up until it was done, despite evil's attempt to pull him away, was a great inspiration to me during this time. Unexpected expenses presented themselves in the building project, but we found that by turning to God, we were always finding ways to meet each need. Every step of the way seemed fraught with resistance to our moving forward with the project. What we gained from all this was the biggest part of all, not how to adjust ourselves to different circumstances, but how to rise above them and keep moving forward regardless of appearances. And of course, the day came when we were able to move into our lovely home, which has been such a blessing to us. I'm so incredibly grateful to God and for Christian Science in my life, and it's just brought so many blessings, and for the steadfast work of practitioners who were there to help us along the way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Linda.
Linda from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Good evening. I want to thank the musician for the comforting and beautiful music that he played before the service today, for the lovely readings and the powerful testimonies. I would like to express my gratitude tonight for a healing I received while working with a Plainfield practitioner. One day I started developing a sore throat that my coworkers were also experiencing. A couple of years ago before Plainfield, I had become very ill with these same symptoms. I contacted the practitioner and asked for her prayerful help. The symptoms left completely within hours. Before this, I had also allowed a coworker's behavior to upset me. I was also allowing her to disrupt my time and space. The practitioner was also helping me with this situation. The result of her prayers and instruction, I was learning
helped me find some clarity about the situation. I needed to clean up my side of the street. By that I mean I learned I needed to stop being so soft and create boundaries, also communicating how I expected to be treated. I also stopped trying to manage the situation myself and made room for God to work, starting by keeping my thoughts from the Bible lessons about God's man for both of us. This has changed our interactions to one of more respect, and she is no longer allowed to monopolize my time and space. Both these situations were helpful lessons in the dominion that man has been given by God as promised in the Bible and taught in Science and Health. Thank you very much, Plainfield, for providing the service and all that you do. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Jeremy.
I'm so grateful tonight for all I am learning here about truth, life, and love, and for the logical and practical nature of Christian Science. In the years before I arrived at this church, I searched for a way to have life make sense. I grew up surrounded by a lot of unreasonable, illogical, and violent behavior, and I learned early not to trust people. Through my teens, I became very cynical and angry, so by the time adulthood came around, I felt I had no place in this world. That still small voice mentioned in tonight's readings got louder and louder in my ear as decades passed, until it was screaming in my head for me to change my life. But I didn't listen until my life crashed down around me. It's not a great start to this story, but these past few years, learning about God and my place in His plan, I've come to see how every undesirable thing that ever happened to me can be reframed by Christian Science into something that can help others. God didn't make those awful things happen. It was all behavior that resulted from acting on ungodly suggestions. So it's completely logical that since I failed for so long to be the expression of truth, life, and love, I would end up with a lost and bitter existence on the brink. Therefore, I find it so practical to follow the wonderful teachings that this authentic Christian Science has brought me, as they are pretty much the opposite of all I ever did before, and it is easy to prove their effectiveness. What exceptional mercy it is that God brought me here. I'm so grateful for every moment I have been a member of this church and for the daily practitioner's support helping me to jackhammer all that nonsense out of my thought. Thank you.
Thank you. Betty. Betty from California, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for the beautiful music tonight and for the wonderful readings. Last week, while leaving the garage, I banged the side of my head on the garage door. I immediately began declaring the scientific statement of being and several other truths. I put a band on the side of my head and tried not to look at it and held to the statement, "It never happened in divine mind." The next morning when I called the practitioner from the Plainfield Church, the lump had gone down and so had some of the tenderness, but there was quite a bit of discoloration around my eye. The practitioner gave me several statements on accidents to work with. The following from Collectania was quite helpful. It says, "As shadows of various types come in contact with one another, and no harm ensues, so the impact of material objects in what is called an accident makes no impression on the true consciousness, and in the realm of spirit, nothing has happened. I did put some makeup on my eyes so as not to look so noticeable and carried on. I even went to a meeting, prayed up for it before going, and no one seemed to notice anything. And I didn't say anything either. I went then to the grocery store. Same thing happened. Nobody noticed, and I didn't say anything. When I told the practitioner, she said, "All anyone can see is the child of God." After that, all the fear left about the discoloration. The discoloration is going away, and the tenderness is totally gone. Very grateful for Christian Science as taught in the Plainfield Church, for all the help of the Plainfield practitioner and everything that we get on the website and so forth here at the church. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is Bruce, and I also am very thankful for the wonderful readings that were given tonight. There was one sentence that was read, really meant a lot to me, and it says, from Science and Health, "The effects of Christian Science are not so much seen as felt." And made me realize that I'm very thankful for the times when I simply feel the power and presence of God. And that, you know, when the signs come and we can see them, they're very helpful and encouragement. But to feel the power of God, to feel the omnipresence of Him, is really something very special. And I can relate countless times when I was given a challenge or a problem or whatever, and I can feel like I just don't know the answer, and then the next thing that comes along with it was the anxiety for not knowing the answer. Well, maybe I don't know the answer. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. In fact, the answer does exist. So I found myself saying, there is an answer. That's a statement of truth. And the stronger I said it, I could feel the anxiety for not knowing what it is go away. Because after all, the answer does indeed exist. Whether I know it or not, it is there. After all, God, who is omnipotent mind, is omnipresent also. So there's always an answer. I remember I was getting ready to go to a meeting where people had to work together and work things out. And as you can imagine, if people have their own ideas that they want to defend, then it's kind of a recipe for contention. Whereas the right idea is for everybody to listen for God and drop your personal opinions. But anyway, I prayed to God that His will be done at this meeting. And the time came when I wanted to just take an idea and throw it out on the table and let everybody at least discuss it and see if it should be a yes or a no. And one of the guys got very defensive about it and says, "You mean you want to do this?" And I said, "No, this isn't what I want to do. I just think we should give this idea some consideration and decide yes or no." And that kind of diffused the whole thing when everybody was assured that I wasn't trying to push something because I wanted it. As it ended up, they did discuss it fairly and completely and decided against it, which was the right thing. So, in God's own way, He gave the right answer, which always exists in mind. And I'm very thankful for Christian Science and the whole idea of just feeling that God is with us, because that's quite a wonderful thing. Dede or Florence, go ahead.
This is Dede, thank you. I'm thankful for this week's Bible lesson, which emphasizes man's spiritual being and eternal perfection. I've recently faced several negative suggestions about the necessity of sickness and medical-related procedures and solutions to gain or maintain good health. And thanks to what I'm learning from the Bible and science and health about my true being, which is not material, I've had something strong to work with in prayer continually, allowing me to ignore the negative noise in order to listen to God. This is helping me to stand strong in my understanding and trust in Him, and not to be pulled down by aggressive suggestions as I would have been in the past. I'm so grateful for all that I'm learning here, which is helping me to build up a strong daily defense. It means so much. And thank you so much for tonight's readings, for the hymns, and for every testimony.
Thank you. Lil.
I'm so grateful for help being that I've been getting from practitioner on self-involvement and being concerned how things affect me. For many days, there have been renovations being done to the apartment below me, and I found myself getting upset over all the noise. It came to me to see the good in everything, in particularly this situation. Then the thought came that this work will be done and it'll be such a blessing for someone who will be moving in. After that, I was no longer upset. I'm just so grateful to be learning to get my thought off me and see all the good that God has for me and also for all the practitioner help I've been getting. And thank you for those wonderful readings.
Thank you.
Carol.
One of my coworkers recently had become very negative, and it was beginning to trouble me, and I worked on it, and I prayed that nothing, no negativity can enter my atmosphere, and that God fills my space, and negativity just can't get in. And I prayed about it, and I also prayed that something that we were taught a long time ago, heal it or remove it. And if I can heal it in this person, and she be a cheerful person, that would be fine. But thy will be done, Father. And about 2 days later, I was moved to a different location. And it's a very pleasant, very positive, good location, and a good atmosphere there. And I am just so grateful for this quick working out and for this, for God taking care of every detail in our lives. There's nothing beyond His care. I am so very grateful for Christian Science. It really is a rock to stand on. God's always there to help and to heal. And I am just so grateful for all I've learned here, and very grateful for practitioner help that I've been getting as well. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Sharon.
Recently, in a roundtable discussion, it was mentioned that when you get practitioner help, beside the healing on the problem that you're asking for help on, there's other things in your life that are also healed. And a lot of times we do not realize that these have come about. So tonight I would like to express gratitude for all those healings that came about through practitioner help that I never acknowledged. And also for one that happened this week. I've been getting help on an office situation. The owner of our company was in the office for the last couple weeks, and he came to stir things up. And I asked for help from the practitioner, and I was told to see the perfect child of God, and to know that the only thing anyone could do is to bless. Well, it worked out wonderfully. Everything was harmonious, and he left this afternoon. But in the meantime, I was having a problem with my computer, and that was also healed without asking for specific help on it. I'm just so grateful to God for this wonderful Christian Science that we have in this church, and that it's available to everyone all over the world, and for the practitioner who's always willing and loving to help. I'm grateful for the wonderful readings and for all the testimonies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dale W.
Dale from Virginia, go ahead.
Thank you. And thank you so much for those wonderful readings tonight, and to be able to follow them along with them on the website is such an added bonus. Also, the testimonies are so inspiring. I thank everyone, and for the music. Something, a little bonus that we have in this church is our calendar with the daily statements. And today's statement was, Christ the truth, foundation sure. On this rock we are secure. Peace is there, our life to fill. Cure is there for every ill. I am just so grateful for every word of truth that comes from this church all the time, that we can return to and rely on. And I actually, last night before I went to bed, I turned to today's statement. I peeked to the next day, and it gave me such a sense of peace with the challenges that we have come up during the day or in the world, and so many things would try to get us off base. And this just turned me so secure to the truth. I thought, what else is there? What can we fear when we have the Christ truth as our foundation? I am so grateful for all we have here, the truth that we have to work with, and to know it and send it out to the world and glorify God. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Florence
from Georgia, go ahead.
Thank you. Tonight I'd like to give gratitude for what I've learned through Christian Science, that the Christ is with everyone, with all of us at all times, and that we can hear God's voice if we allow ourselves to. Children, of course, hear even better because their thoughts are purer than ours. What I have learned is that in my deepest moments, when I have reached out, turned to God with all my heart, often an angel message comes. But at times, instead of using this message, staying with it until I feel it in my heart and, you know, stay with it no matter how long, I kind of go off, or this is what I used to do, you know, searching for some other answer when God has already given it. I like to remind myself now that this voice is the voice of truth. It's really the power and presence of God that can brighten my consciousness and send away the wrong thoughts that keep coming even when the voice has spoken. But then if I love this, the message that comes enough, if I magnify it enough and give gratitude to God for his answer and stay with it, every time the full healing is unfolded. I like now to think that as a child I can listen to the voice, but then when I hear it, I must obey it, no matter how long it takes for any healing to be fully realized. I am so grateful to God for this, because these are things I didn't know before Christian Science, and especially before Plainfield. We use these truths consistently and persistently. So grateful for the readings tonight, grateful for the testimonies, the hymns, and to be a part of this. Thank you.
Thank you. Benjamin.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for the wonderful testimonies tonight. And also I'm grateful to be here tonight. Errol has tried many ways to stop me from coming here tonight, but God, truth, prevail. Last night, I had a very terrible dream, and in my dream, everything looks real, like it was in a real life. To the point, even in that dream, I believe it was a real life, with a terrible diagnostics that I have no idea what it was, because it's not true. Luckily to me, I woke up immediately, and I declared immediately as I woke up that I'm perfect now, and I'm perfect forever, and that's the only truth about me. And I say with conviction that it got rid of every fear that I had. And it was clear to me that the truth had prevailed. Because it's very important to me that I understand who I am, and knowing that it was just a mortal dream, because that's what it is. If I had believed it, it's possible that it can actually manifest, because that's how it starts. And it starts as a dream, and you believe it, and it becomes reality. Just like we thought this past Sunday at the round table, error or whatever the name or the case may be, it's nothing but mortal dream. When you wake up from it, like I did, and that's the end of it. And knowing the truth about yourself, and knowing the truth about the situation. I'm so grateful that I'm here, where I can learn how to apply the truth that I'm learning in every circumstance. It keeps me safe, and it keeps everybody safe. Thank you.
Thank you. Mary, go ahead.
I have a few things to read from the bulletin board, and they're all from Pennsylvania. So thank you to the Pennsylvania Brigade. Well, the first, the readings tonight were wonderful, and it was such a help to me to be able to read the text of the readings online while listening. Thank you. Something we thank Jeremy for. And then a special thank you for another beautiful service. I was lifted up, and I am so grateful. And then the last, before coming to the Plainfield Church, I had never heard of Collectania of Items by and about Mary Baker Eddy. This is a lovely book, and I am so happy to be able to pick it up and read wonderful everyday reporting by or about Mrs. Eddy that shows clearly the way in which she lived a spiritual life. I, too, am very grateful for those readings tonight, the beautiful story of Samuel in the Bible, and then how Mrs. Eddy had such a similar experience as a child, and truly, as was expressed in some of the testimonies tonight, how important it is to be able to hear that still, small voice. It's why it is a good thing in the morning to start your day knowing that God is your mind. God is my mind. God is the only pure and perfect mind. To identify yourself with the Christ mind and know that you have that ability throughout the day to hear everything you need to know, the messages from God sent to you by Him. One thing that's been extremely helpful in this regard is some things that Gilbert Carpenter says about hearing God's voice. And this is from Precepts 1. And Gilbert Carpenter writes, God knows that each of his children has the capacity to hear the messages of wisdom and love that he is sending out. But mortal existence provides so many interests, so many diversified entertainments, that it is rare to find one sitting down with a definite and direct expectancy that God is broadcasting to him, and that he must tune in order to do that he must throw aside and eradicate the belief in any power apart from God, claiming to introduce that which would deflect the message, reverse it, stand between God and man, and thus prevent the message from being received, or if received, being distorted or reversed. We must realize that there is nothing that can stand between man's desire to hear and the fulfillment of that desire. The unfoldment of true inspiration lights on man so gently that he does not feel it humanly, but if he makes the right effort to receive it, he will. So, never become discouraged if you're wondering if you're hearing God's voice. Just continue to sit, to be still, to be quiet, to shut out the clamoring senses, as Mrs. Eddy says, and as Christ Jesus says, to get into your closet, to be quiet and to listen. The voice is speaking to you, and the more that you listen for it and are aware of it, the more you will be able to hear it, the more you will become one with it, and it will never fail to lead you aright. Is such an important, perhaps it's the most important thing we have to do, is to demonstrate this oneness with the Father and to hear His loving voice. I'm so grateful to be learning all of these things as a student of Christian Science in this church. I'm grateful for this wonderful meeting tonight.
Thank you. Okay, Carol, to close our meeting, can you please announce the last hymn?
Hymn number 242. This is the day the Lord hath made. Be glad, give thanks, rejoice. Stand in His presence unafraid. In praise lift up your voice. All perfect gifts are from above, and all our blessings show the amplitude of God's dear love, which every heart may know. Hymn number 342.